We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
I have been waiting for this fucking day since October 20th, 2021, where I told every fucking buddy that this New York team is a fucking fraudulent piece of shit. They are the rats that crawl under that disgusting New York subway system. They're gross. They are an affront to what is a surprisingly good Eastern Conference this year. They are absolutely an eyesore. And the fact that those people walk into our fucking building and those disgusting fans want to call this place home, get the fuck out of my city. Get the fuck out of my arena. What a bunch of fucking losers. I got some fucking toilet paper. Clean the fucking shit off your team. You dumb motherfuckers. I'm fucking sick and tired of the Knicks. I'm sick and tired of hearing them. It's been 10 goddamn years. You haven't done shit. Your only fucking playoff win is a first round win. And you got blocked by Roy Hibbert at the fucking rim, Carmelo. You know who didn't lose to Roy Hibbert? The fucking Heat. You know what they did? They went to the fucking finals and they won every fucking time against the Pacers because they're dog shit just like the Knicks. And they come into here and Miami absolutely embarrasses them. Embarrasses them. And I brought up all the old tweets from Knicks fans calling me fucking stupid. Kevin D. Waterlaw said Miami is more likely to finish as a play-in team than the Knicks. You're lucky if the Knicks are even a play-in team this year. They're so bad. You paid the GDP of a small country to have Julius Randle play like a fish when Bam Adebayo defends him. I cannot believe the gall of that city, the gall of that fan base, to think that that organization can put together a winner. Bing bong, fuck your life.
I went on to go to a confused move.
Random person.
Pete win. When I say bing, y'all say bong. Bing.
Bong.
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 Bong. You guys are all off beat. You're all off beat. Tip was fine.
It's a different
Tip and we're fine. The rest of y'all
internet
are off
connection.
Beat.
We know how my internet is.
Bing bong, fuck your life, like G said. Heat beat the dog shit out the Knicks. Don't even let the double-digit final score fool you. They was whooping their monkey ass all fucking night long. Every time they drop to the 18, here go Duncan. Three. Julius Randle airball. Julius Randle turnover in the lane. And one from Jimmy. It was a fucking nightmare. PJ Tucker had Julius Randle in prison. I'm surprised that motherfucker didn't get his hair braided while he was in there. Because that motherfucker was locked up for a minute. Bring me out, bro.
Don't let me out.
I am Alphonse Sidney, a.k.a. Alf954. Welcome into the Miami Heat Beat post-game show, Hangover Time. If you're watching live on Twitch, we love you. Get in the chat, send the jokes, talk the shit, hit us all with the bing bongs and the drip drops. And if you're watching the replay on YouTube, thank you very much. We love you YouTube viewers, but always try to check us out live on twitch.tv/Miami Heat Beat. It is a much better time. The chat be lit. And we are going to go around the room, find out what everybody's drinking, and I want to know your player of the game.
bing bong thing to work, but Kenny's bad internet fucked it up for everybody. Moose, what are you drinking tonight, and who was your player of the game?
Man, you already know what I'm drinking on. You, I thought you were going to call it out there at the top when you said monkey ass, because I'm drinking that monkey shoulder. We're celebrating tonight. But you know what else we're drinking tonight? Tonight we are drinking some New York Knicks tears, because God, does it feel good to take them down, because our all-star was back leading the charge. So, of course, that's my player of the game. And I'm going to hit him one time as I smoke on my Knicks pack with a bang-bang.
Boosh, you're not trying the Knickerbocker tonight?
I am staying far away. Keep it going.
Tiff, what are you drinking, and who is your player of the game?
Well, I'm sipping on some of my my new favorite gin that I got from Brass. And I know it. My favorite player tonight is Parenthal James Tucker. Mm. Mm. That's it. Take me out.
Parentheses in there?
I really want to. I think we need to fact check that Parenthal. But,
No. That's it. Put it on a t-shirt.
That was one. Okay. PJ, by the way, plus 37 tonight. I believe RJ, PJ's exact opposite, was a minus 36.
Minus 36.
Man, he hasn't seen numbers that bad since the Great Depression.
Motherfucker went back in time for real. Brass. Someone said pajamas Tucker in the chat. Brass, what are you drinking, and who is your player of the game?
So I made a drink in tribute to the New York Knicks. I made a drink called a Tailspin, because that entire franchise once again is in a tailspin. Last year was just a fucking fluke, whatever, no one cares about that, except all the national outlets. Anyway, so yeah, this is a green chartreuse, it's gin, it's a little Campari, and sweet vermouth. Honestly, not my favorite, but I hate the Knicks, so it's kind of fit.
Yo,
my player of the game tonight, I'm gonna go with Duncan Robinson. Sorry, I bet that's what Kenny was gonna take, sorry. But, I mean, he was, what was he, I think nine. Did he hit 9 threes tonight? Seven for 11. 7 for 11 for three. And again, you know, he defensively, he's holding his own, man. He's a plus 26. He's out there. This is the guy that people are clamoring to get rid of. But you know, you see, once this lineup starts clicking, man, this, I don't want to touch a fucking thing. I really don't. I'm just, this is too good.
And you know, the thing with Duncan, Max Schuster is a 0-for-6 tonight, right? Schuster has struggled the last few games. He's
that
like,
happens.
He's a sub 30% the last six games. He's going to bounce back, because we've all seen Max Schuster is a shooter in this league. But it's always nice to have two guys that can do this shit, because when one's off, you got the other one going. I don't understand why you want to push one guy out the door like one shooter is enough. It's 2022. What the fuck are
you
we doing?
You can never have enough.
And again, if you're gonna make a trade for someone, it has to be something of need. But we don't really have that like area of like true need. We have some shooters that go hot, they go cold. But to me, I just wouldn't touch a fucking thing. You know, if you want to trade them, like the offseason, go nuts. You know what I mean?
I mean, we have the needs, but it's just not available.
And I also just don't. Yeah, right. There's nothing out there. And I don't think it's worth mixing this up right now.
Kenny, what are you drinking? Are you still on that same rusty ass bottle of rum? Have you moved on?
I have not moved on, but I did run out. So this is my last cup. I wanted to keep it a little consistent, just like me shitting on these dumbass niggas going against Duncan Robinson. So, again, you see how an elite shooter is when he's an elite shooter. So
Kenny, what are you drinking?
I've already said it. Good orange juice and whatever this is.
What is your internet provider drinking?
We want a confirmation.
Shit. orange juice and Bacardi Gold, I guess. But Duncan Robinson don't play any game. You see, I don't got nothing else to say. Trade him for these nuts. Pick me out, bro.
It's aggressive.
Kenny, we don't do nuts jokes. Come on now. We're not doing nuts jokes.
We more highbrow here.
All right. Well, I'll piggyback off of Kenny there and say, suck my ding dong, you bing bongs, fucking Knicks. All right. Okay.
Brass, take yourself out.
Hey, yo.
We got a girl.
Brass, get back in here.
Your
I've been drinking since like the second quarter. This is going to be a wild show.
What are you drinking and who's your player of the game, Siobhan?
I have some Luna Nuda, Pinot Grigio. I will take Jimmy Butler. Good floor game, really good floor game. Started off doing the floor game things. And then started to pick his spots when he wanted to get to the basket, when he wanted to finish a basket. His body control, I say all the time, he has such great body control. He's so strong. He had like maybe three and ones tonight, and finished with what I would say was a quiet 22. And yeah, 7 for 8, 29 minutes. Like he had a really efficient game.
No fourth quarter for Jimmy. That's big.
That's fantastic. Yep.
I really think Spo did not want to put any of the starters outside of Gabe back in, but you know, the Knicks went on a little run. They put in all these moves. What's funny is they put all their bench guys in. All of a sudden, they have a bunch of energy, a spark. You know, Jeff Van Gundy was talking about it all night. That starting lineup for the Knicks is trash. And once they put in these younger guys, oh God! Look at that starting line.
Jesus Christ!
That is
got to be like a first time in NBA history. That's just atrocious.
That is a murder scene.
That ain't the first time they did that shit yesterday.
And that's a lot of money right there. That's all I mean.
For the pod listeners, we were just looking at their stat sheet, and it was fucking it was awful.
The savior, Kemba Walker, out there looking like ass too. We can talk about him later.
He can't defend shit.
We can't talk. Oh, yes, he ain't got no knees.
Man, I could take. Take Kemba off the dribble. I'm just saying.
Yes, you can.
And I haven't dribbled since 1985. <That's>
let's don't do poor Kemba. Come
on. I only got the right. I only got the right. I switched to left just for aesthetics. That's just for aesthetics, and we coming right back to the right. That left shoulder down, and we move.
The only way you go left is it backwards. Same hand, but you're going left.
Who's got my whole game scouted? I don't remember what the question was. I just want to stay on the Knicks for a second because we talk about the Heat all the time, but it's really fun to hate on the Knicks.
No, tonight is a blast. Let's enjoy this.
Let's go. I mean, we were saying all offseason, like, the Knicks, don't expect this shit again.
Freaking out about a number 4 seed. A 4 seed?
I mean, running in the streets, you know, for their first win in the season. There they go.
Well, he wasn't running that long.
No. It was gas right after this shit.
He could probably take Kemba, too.
Yeah.
Aww.
I will say, in fairness, though, to the Knicks fans, that's the best thing they've ever done. Like, in the history of their fandomship. That video makes me laugh every time. Because it's so ridiculous the way you're celebrating a 4th seed.
No, not even that. That was game one.
That was worse.
That was the first
game.
Just in general, their whole thing. I'm riffing here.
I know.
But Tiff, you live in New York. These motherfuckers are out in the street for one playoff win.
Oh, I was just texting.
In the middle of a pandemic. In the pandemic.
I'm texting Knicks fans now. Live on air. Fuck y'all doing? Fuck y'all doing over there? We winning over here.
Fresh.
What you watching?
I know you love the Knicks and their fans. How much joy did you get out this shit tonight?
I mean, when is the last time? So since Jimmy has been here, have the Knicks beaten him? I'm not sure because I mean maybe that first definitely not at home. I mean maybe that first year, but I mean they've got the Knicks number. He's got Tibbs number. I mean I just was not sweating this. I mean in years past we might drop a couple games to the Knicks or whatever. You know I've been at plenty of those games where they drop them, but like it's never like in doubt. But this game was fucking gorgeous, man. I love this. This was so good. But yet, man, I tell you, there are so many people like. So I didn't get to listen to the Bally Sports Miami crew tonight. I didn't hear Eric and Crotty, but the national media, and on MSG, which I was really relegated to, unfortunately, I tell you, they find every excuse in the book for every other team about injuries and, you know, excuses. But, like, this is 2 seasons in a row where the Heat have been brutally injured. throughout the majority of the season. And last time, they just didn't have the collective legs to get through it because they had such a short offseason, and it just hit them so hard, and they couldn't recover from that. This, the way they're able to, that Spo is able to fuck with the lineups and everything, and yet I just don't think enough props are given to that, and yet they're just kind of, you know, talking about the Knicks and, yeah, you know, oh, yeah, you know, it's hard to play up to expectations. I'm like, but you fucking did these expectations, motherfucker. Who do you think did this? I'm out there looking at Julius Randle. Julius Randle looked fucking, it's pathetic. He's playing. It's sad. But the thing is, like,
Orange Julius has gone sour.
I hate the Knicks so much that I'm getting enjoyment out of it. I mean, again, nothing against him as a player or anything, as a person, but, like, you know, you hype these players up, man. This shit happens. Yes, Brandon Tierney. Oh, legit question. At his absolute apex, was Chris Bosh ever better than peak Julius Randle? The answer is obviously yes.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, listen.
Julius Randle is not better than Pete Cornelis Williamson.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Outrageous, man.
But listen, if you guys think we're being petty tonight, the Heat Let's hear admin it. Is on some petty shit. So ooh, I just put that post up by Brandon Tierney. They randomly on tonight, I don't know why tonight they would choose to put a Apex Chris Bosh appreciation post. I mean, it's 30 seconds of Chris Bosh highlights in a Heat uniform.
Love
I don't know
it.
Why they put it. And then the other ones, Fez, I think Fez or Smith had pointed this out. They have a picture of Tyler Herro, and it says, this guy was a junior in high school the last time the Knicks won a game in Miami.
Oh, damn.
The petty is strong with the admin tonight, Kenny.
Got it. Petty and the Heartbreakers.
And look, I do want to say, though, about Julius Randle. I've been in a situation, because I used to work in retail. I know what it's like to only care when you're about to get paid. And then not give a fuck afterwards. I understand. So I feel him. All on the championships and shit, that's cool, whatever. Pay me. Fucking Bill Russell got 11 championships. He wasn't having no fun locking in for the playoffs. Shut up, nerd. I'm over here. I'm off this motherfucking hooch. He in the playoffs. Everybody else is at the speakeasy watching somebody's grandma twerking a split to that new Duke Ellington. Having the time of their life. I'd rather that life than to fucking give up money than win. So, Julius Randle, shout out to you. I understand it. Get your money, get paid, and watch people's ground.
I like how Kenny starts his I understand Julius Randle because I used to work in retail.
I was about to say.
That's going to be on Hangover Time Without Context tomorrow.
I'd say, but before the game tonight, I was at a funeral. I was at a family funeral, and the coldest bodies that I saw tonight was that fucking starting lineup.
Jesus Christ.
Man. If I could just disappear right now.
Moment of silence for Brass's funeral.
Yes.
Siobhan.
Hello.
Transition.
Just give us a take. Just go ahead. Just
say something.
This is
say anything.
Me go through it, man. I'm just going through shit. All right. This is helping me. The Heat were helping me out. Throw me a bone tonight. Come on.
Hey, listen. Brass?
We got you, Brass.
Yep.
I'm having a time of my life, man. New York ain't have a night this bad since March 9th, 1997. So
damn. Oh, hey. No biggie jokes. No biggie jokes.
Wow.
Okay.
So, my bad.
Go ahead, Siobhan.
So I think Frankie and I talked a couple episodes ago about, like, you know, this kind of being a good stretch for them. Like, they've seen what they look like without Jimmy and Bam. And I know early in the season, one of the points of conversation was Bam's assist numbers being down. And I've always been of the mindset that with an actual point guard, you want Bam's assist, you want Bam to be on the opposite end of that transaction, or at least somewhere in the middle. So, you know, Bam's assist numbers being down, you know, is it, they played without Jimmy, they played without Bam, now they're playing without Kyle. And we saw a lot of Bam being on the ball. You know, the things that we've seen and know that Bam can do is a great passer for a big man, great vision, good touch mostly. A lot of them can't throw lead passes, it's really bad. But, you know, Bam's point total was low. I think he finished with 7 or 8 assists. I think like 9 rebounds.
No, I think it was 9 assists. Or 11. Yeah, because he 11. Had 9 at the end of the first.
Okay, no, the last time I heard it was like 9. But yeah, so, okay, so, you know, 11 assists, a low point total. But, you know, maybe this is something that they can kind of find solace in another style of being able to play without the third of their kind of main three. A lot of people are not going to like it. I think there's still points where even being the primary facilitator, Bam can be can look for his shot a little bit more. He looked really timid with the ball sometimes today, like unsure or just kind of rushed. I don't know. But you know, they kicked this team's ass and they did a lot of really good stuff. The defense looked really, really good. They were connected. They were on a string. They were covering for one another. They were giving good space on a lot of the drives. Like, the defense looked good. And yeah, I thought this was a good win, a really, really efficient win. And they've been like having professional wins. The Suns was a professional win whenever that was. This Knicks win was a professional win. The Lakers game, I think the Milwaukee game. So like statement, good collective wins. And I think this was one.
Did we lose Alf?
Like,
Alf?
I think we might have lost Alf. It felt like a team that was.
It felt like,
wow, okay. Tip your host.
I was going to say, it felt like a team that's starting to find its rhythm, or at least really starting to feel comfortable with the guys that are on the court around.
All
you
of the parts
mean?
Are like getting used to each other.
Exactly, yep. Exactly. Yep.
To get more chemistry amongst all of the different types of lineups that they have going out.
My bad.
And Kyle, no, get back soon.
It was the most professional you've looked.
I mean, I have RJ Barrett over here fixing my internet.
I just love that I absolutely love that they have
got big ass tubes and shit.
They've had so many different combinations of players that are out, and they're still able to string wins together. And I mean, that's everything. That's everything.
You mentioned Kyle being out. When Kyle comes back, yep, it'll be another transition into going back to, you know, hopefully being able to be off the ball. The three of them don't have to play heavy minutes together. Just when they are playing together, you want it to look a certain way. But they have such a three-headed, at least one bee at each head of a snake, that they are able to kind of stagger and split them three up, and the rest of it still looks good.
I one of the things I saw tonight, and there's this whole thing about the Heat's half court offense, how these guys are going to play together, blah blah blah. When the playoffs come, every time I see Jimmy, Bam, and PJ on the floor together, all my worries fucking dissipate.
It's a warm blanket, like, man.
I mean, that shit is fucking. That shit is like it's a vice grip. It's a vice grip. Like, it's those guys. That defense ain't gonna fall off in the playoffs. And Moose, we know that's what's going to – I mean, that's what wins in the playoffs, not 20-plus threes a night. Like, we love that shit. It's gotten us to the point where a one seed without Bam, without Jimmy, Tyler missing time, Kyle missing time, they have survived with Coach Spo pulling magic out of his ass, and these guys just knocking down threes at a high volume. But what's going to win in the playoffs is those three guys plus Kyle locking people the fuck down, and hopefully – even Vic coming back and doing more of the same.
Absolutely. And let's give some love, too, to Frosted Gabes because he's playing incredible perimeter defense, as he's been doing all season. But, yes, Alf, I totally agree. Look, you need a highly efficient offense to get you through the season and even to get you through the playoffs. It's a modern-day NBA. But what's going to win you a championship is having a top 10 NBA defense. I remember Shane Battier when we were here going through that big three stretch run. He said it himself. There's never been an NBA champion that has ranked outside of the top 10 in defense. You know why? Because when the game comes down to it at the very, very end, you need those lockdown defenders, and you're going to have to scratch and claw for every single possession. That's what playoff basketball is. So you need guys that are going to be completely all in on the defensive end because every single possession is going to matter, and they understand that.
And I do think, Tiff, like some of this half-court stuff that people are hand-wringing about is going to kind of work itself out, especially if Jimmy hands over the keys to Kyle, like we talked about ad nauseum. And I think he's seen enough of Kyle without him on the floor to know, okay, that's a motherfucking point guard. He should be running this shit. But I guess when you see a game like this and when you see those guys working together, it's to me, I'm not as worried about the starting unit as some other people are.
Well, I think the idea would be too, is that you can afford to say there could be worry because you've got a sixth, you've got a seventh, you've got an eighth, you've got a ninth man you can go to. So at some point, it's fine if somebody's having a flat game because you can just shuffle somebody else in. But the idea would be when the money's on the line, Jimmy, Bam, Kyle, and pick your two, PJ and whoever else, they should be basically putting the clamps on whoever you need them to put the clamps on. And that part, listen, we should not be concerned about that part at all because that's the one thing that travels, defense. Like you're going to miss shots everywhere you go, doesn't matter. But defense is what travels, and they've got at least 6 to 7 good to great defenders on this team.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, you can put above average defenders on the floor at any time and not lose a lot of shooting because a lot of these guys – they go both ways. They go both ways with the shooting. With the defense, the shooting.
Shot makers, shot takers. Let's keep them moving.
But remember last year we were talking about they had too many guys that only did one thing well. Either they were they were like none where they were good offensively and they were shit defensively. Like, but now they have guys, doing things on both ends, from Caleb to Gabe to Struce. Everybody, Vincent, it's a much deeper team and it's a much more versatile team than last year. But speaking of versatility, Tyler was amazing tonight. And I want to play the Gaga guy of the game because it was not even about the dunk. It is about Tyler's pass and it was beautiful. Go ahead, Brass. Alone. Something happens here. Oh,
Hero gets downhill. Look at that little flip back.
Is it a drip drop?
Is that
to the
intentional?
Back?
Oh yeah. I mean, look at the intention he draws because he's been balling. Boom.
I don't know if that was intentional.
That was completely intentional. Give him credit.
He was doing. It was smooth.
I don't know. Can we hear from the rest of the panel on this one?
The thought was intentional, but it does look like it slips.
Yeah.
That was absolutely
exactly what he was going for. He wanted it to just be like, just a little bit.
So you guys just think he cocked it back over his head and just.
I think he's maybe going for like kind of a flop. I mean, hey, man. Yeah, sure. I'll go with it.
Have you guys ever seen like you playing at the park with your homies?
That's intentional.
He got it
there and then tried to continue on like he faked the layup.
And he even faked the layup. He looked back. He looked right back at Bam. He knew what he was doing. Y'all hate him, man.
Well, no, but listen. To me, props to Bam for like recognizing.
Bam knew,
you
know,
a play.
They
practice that all the time.
All right, the chat is with me. That's intentional for sure. That's 100% a trick pass.
I'm not hating. I loved it.
I'll go with it.
I'll
go with it. Intentional.
2 points, man.
Exactly. Look at the angle. Thank you, Aisha. 001.
You
guys. Thank
you. I know. Oh my God. Okay.
Hate
what do you think, Siobhan? What do you think?
I said it looked like it was an intentional thought. Yes, it just looked like it slipped there. But no, it didn't slip. It was controlled. I knew it was intentional the whole time.
Great. Gotta hit him one time with an intentional drip.
Speaking of which, we have some subs tonight.
Do it. Who did Vainhype give his sub to? That's what I want to know.
Eric the Great. Actually, I don't. Is Vainhype even here? I don't know. Eric the Great 539 gave out five community gift subs. So thank you for that. Sean Lottie, resubscribed for 1 month of tier one. That's 6 months straight. So thank you too. Kerner Kid resubscribed with Prime. They subscribed for 7 months straight, and they say fuck the Knicks, and I cannot agree any more. So,
I love it. You know
keep
what?
Those subs coming. We love you guys.
Honor of all these, I gotta hit them one time with a bing bang.
There it is. All right, so let's get back into some serious basketball talk because you guys hated on my sweet, sweet Tyler Hero pass. Let's get to someone who does know what they're talking about. Time for Bond's breakdown.
Oh, hold up. Let me break it down. So it can forever and consistently be broke.
Like I said, I liked a lot of what they did tonight, both defensively and offensively. I thought Jimmy looked locked in. A lot of them looked really locked in as kind of, you know, you can see by the numbers, really efficient. So we got a couple defense, I think, and a couple offense. Go ahead. So, all right, so they're on defense. And look at PJ fighting with this guy out here. Bam comes over for help. And then they rotate out of this. If you play it one more time, they do something that I kind of like. Like when the ball is on the other side, you know, you're kind of taught to keep your back to the baseline. I kind of like that Jimmy has his back to the sideline, kind of committed, like kind of flipping the whole front of the defense. Good rotation. Max is given a cushion, so he's not getting beat. And, you know, that's a good contest. Overall, I just thought that was a really, really good defensive possession. Go ahead. What is this? Defense again. Oh yeah, I just don't understand how this happens. It's really quick. They're back in transition. Kudos to Tyler for being the first one back, but I don't understand why more teams don't also just run. Cause you get stuff like that. Good job, Tyler. Like good try, but.
That's right.
Ahead,
an overprotective mother. That's my baby.
Yes. some stuff offensively. I just like Tyler's control, decision making. He and PJ had really good chemistry, really good timing here for Tyler
to don't miss around the rim.
PJ.
Or from three.
Yeah. No, he was.
He just don't miss.
Nope. PJ Allen from three. That's what he is.
That's a. This is a tight quarters pass though, and it got there. Right. Both of them stayed in bounds. That's a light finish.
But like, we don't even talk about PJ's feet. Like, look at his footwork.
Yeah,
we're not even talking about his shoes.
Short, small, choppy feet.
For real, can we?
Choppy steps to keep himself under control. Like, not taking long, out of control steps. You're right to go to.
It's textbook. It really is.
Yeah, it's
fucking moose.
You like that? You like that? Then, drop that in there.
Jesus Christ.
Something else that I let it play one more time, Brad. Yep. Bam in the drop. So, pause. Right here, it's gonna end up being Bam and PJ in the drop, and ideally you don't want that. Like, maybe you want PJ to kind of linger here around free throw somewhere around that broken circle. PJ's gonna roll, like, drop also, but I just, Bam's in the drop here. Go ahead. And you know, I just want to see a little bit more of it. Tyler stayed with, you can bother a shot from behind, you don't have to try to contest from the front all the time. And yeah, just a lot of versatility this game. You can take me out being able to do a lot of different stuff with the pieces, and the pieces coming together. Jeff was talking about their fit, and they do fit. Mm-hmm. And they, when they're maximized, they look, they need the next one to do the thing that they're supposed to do too, and then it all comes together really nicely.
I'm proud of Jimmy after that game, after that you know, when we were all slandering him. I just feel he's so much more focused.
The next 2 games, yeah.
Yeah. I love that. Stupidly locked in.
Oh, come on. No, never again. We got to take that out of our memory.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But I do have an actual basketball thing to say 3 hours into the show, finally. So,
welcome.
Tom Thibodeau is a defensive coach, but for some reason, they were going under on the Duncan and Bam dribble handoff.
Oh, God.
Thank God I'm not a Knicks fan, because that would have pissed me the fuck off. Bond's better at the X's and O's than I am. Maybe that's something she can understand. I just have no idea what the fuck was going on with that.
Duncan looks surprised at that shit.
Let me go up.
Duncan looks surprised at some of them. Like, he looked at him like, you know how LeBron does that little, what the fuck is doing? Like, a couple times, Doug was like, okay, shit, if you're just going to give it to me.
And they didn't make the adjustment one time throughout the whole game.
No, that's just...
I tell you, Knicks fans are not happy with Tibbs.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be either.
It's incredible. Tibbs, coach of the year, and Julius Randle, most improved. And look where we are.
What they should have got last year was healthiest. That was it. That's the only fucking award that trash-ass
team
should have won.
Hey, props to them for being bad enough the year before to not even make it into the bubble.
They got 7 months off. Like, of course they were healthy. Like, Julius was first. RJ was third in minutes played last year.
And I can't help but think, I don't watch a lot of Knicks games because, honestly, I can't say this enough. Fuck the Knicks. But, like... If you watch, like, was it the second quarter they started sort of, or was maybe the top of third, they started sort of kind of creeping back a little bit. There were a lot of ticky-tack bullshit calls that were being done. Like, the refs were really laying it on heavy. And I'm just like, man, does this happen a lot? Like, because the NBA is very, very invested in the Knicks being relevant, which is stupid because no one cares.
Nobody cares.
Really, nobody
cares. It hasn't made a difference for the last, like, 40 years.
That's a fucking myth.
I love the NBA's better when the Knicks are good. What fucking proof do you have of that?
They haven't been good since Marvin Gaye dropped Sexual Healing.
And the last time the Knicks were in the finals was the lowest rated finals in like the last 30 years. And that was, it was like, what was it, Rockets Knicks?
Anybody say they wanted them in the finals? Yeah. Just be good, just attract some attention. Help us make more money.
That's it, exactly. Help us make more money.
Damn. Be good. You're in a major city. Be good.
But I'm saying if they're like this good, they're just like, give them all. We need to throw some awards their way. Like, it's still insane to me that Spo is number one coach of the year. I'm still tight about that, man. That doesn't make any sense. Makes no sense.
Always say, when somebody shows you who they are, believe them, right? The Knicks keep showing the NBA who they are. And every time the NBA like, ooh, I hope they call.
Ooh, they gonna act right this time.
Oh, they gonna get to the playoffs 2 years in a row. I know it. They gonna leave that shitty ass owner for me. No, they're not. James Dolan is on his Ike shit. They ain't going nowhere.
Ho ho ho.
I hope Dolan signs that extension, man. Like, I don't want that dude going anywhere. Please, I love James Dolan.
Don't like eat the cake anime.
He's the best thing that's ever happened.
Eagles cover band or whatever the fuck he does.
I think I'm just more mad at Julius Randle didn't even fucking comb his hair today. He just out of bed and just said, he got out of bed and said,
he was like, I'm not even going to try it today.
Yeah. He didn't fluff it. Nothing. He was like, fuck it. I already know what's going to happen today. Let me just go ahead and.
But nah, I get that too. Like, he's married. His wife was like, he tried to bring it. His wife was like, who the fuck you looking good for in Miami? He was like, nah, I'm cool.
Yeah, you're in Miami. Take. I don't want you looking good at all. All right.
He came out there like, look, baby, I ain't even showered. No. Look at me.
Oh, man.
Look, I'm not even good at basketball. Look.
No hoes.
Nah, you need to be out there with the color purple fro, and that's what he did. So,
don't even put him in the same class as the fucking color purple. That is an Oscar-winning, award-winning film. What is Julius Randle winning?
He won an award.
Razzie? Maybe a Razzie.
Put that man in the same. Man. But R.J. Barrett was in that movie.
It was based on R.J. Barrett's life. Fuck you talking about?
Autobiographical.
R.J. This here R.J. joint.
Every time Randle saw PJ, he went to R.J. Who that man, Harpo? Who that man?
You told R.J. to beat me.
You told
PJ to beat me.
Beat me.
You told TJ to stop me from scoring.
Was this really the first time we played the Knicks this year?
Yes.
It felt like we played it. Really? That's crazy, man. That's late.
It was so well worth
it. We got all these jokes saved.
Right.
No, I know. I mean, whatever. Wow. I think any old Knicks game is going to do that for us. But, like, that's still wild, man. That's late.
Put that up. Brass, read it. Read it, Brass. Brass,
RJ,
read it.
All
Brass.
My life, I had to fight.
Now you got to use the accent, Brass.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Please don't use the accent.
I'm definitely not going to do that. I got enough shit for the fucking funeral joke, okay?
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Man, we've been saving up these jokes for a minute. We had our fun. When they got eliminated by the Hawks, you know, we did a little, you know, Harry Lollipop with Trae Young. But, I mean, since then, we haven't had the chance to really go in on them.
No.
Well, so. I mean, I'm excited, man. We get three more of this shit?
Do we get three more?
That's three dubs.
Be better,
next month?
Cam Reddish took it, disgusted the hell out of Jeff. what was that?
You trying to get playing time?
I don't think he is.
Oh no!
When they told him to go in, he said, mm-mm. He said, "Nah."
I wasn't trying to shower after this game. Damn! I got an appointment.
Tell RJ to go back in.
When he looked at Kane, when Tibbs looked at Kane, he looked at his watch like, "Damn,
he said,
shit, made it." But Jeff said, "You taking a sidestep three to the right?" Like that's that Patrick Ewing. When have you shot that shot?
Have you ever shot that shot?
Sit your ass on the bed. But Tim left him out there. He's like, "Fuck it, we lost this game anyway."
You ain't got nobody else.
But I don't. Why aren't they starting? I mean, why aren't they starting quickly? And some of these other guys that at least try. I mean, what was Kemba doing tonight?
Shit,
looking for his knees.
I just don't understand Obi Toppin's shoulders, so I don't want to see him start. I don't want to see him succeed. I'm
just he is misshapen a little bit.
Yeah, it's a little odd.
Every time he dunked, I got upset.
Players were, and like Knicks fans were like all talking shit about like, oh, well, you know, Mitchell Robinson, you know, going against fucking Bam, oh, just, you know, it's going to shut him down. I'm like,
who?
What are we doing here? Mitchell Robinson?
Who?
Really?
Who?
That big lanky boy with the Bermuda shorts on.
Yeah.
He got some fucked up shoulders, too.
Man. I don't know what's up with the Knicks.
He's just fucked up.
Shoulders look like they're on backwards.
I know a lot of Knicks fans. They've been talking that shit. They've been saying how great their bench is and their bench is better than their starters, which I think is actually kind of
that's
true.
That's not
this
a good thing. But
that's not a good thing. And it's like, and the thing is, if you take that bench and you put them in the starting lineup, they're putting up the same numbers. Okay, I'm sorry. It's just it's that bench going up the second units of other teams.
But
it makes them look a little better.
Try hard.
They did try. Their bench came in and tried hard.
But they're trying. But that's it. You're talking about Julius Randle. Like, you know, he's getting paid. You know, I mean, these guys are working for playing time and contracts and shit. Like,
I know. And hey, Derrick Rose sitting over there. Right.
What's Derrick Rose's
Rose?
Situation?
He looked like he wanted a Knights of Columbus with that fucking hat on.
But how much longer is he going to be out?
They say he might be out till March.
March? He don't have much to come back to.
Hey, man. D-Rose could retire and go to hell. We ain't remember about that. We ain't forget about that case.
Yep.
Kenny, that's the best thing you said all night. Get out of here. He could retire and go right to hell.
Yes.
But he wouldn't know the way because he wouldn't know the way because he can't read. So.
Oh, Jesus Christ. God damn it.
Fuck.
I love playing the Knicks, man.
We should play the Knicks all the time.
I'm pissed it's not a drip drop night, man. We need.
Can I get that RJ picture?
I mean, we can make it a drip drop night. What the hell?
Alf, you got that RJ picture? I need a laugh.
I don't know if I have that loaded up.
From the Sandlot.
Nah, I don't got that. I'm too drunk to figure that out. this tailspin got me in a tailspin.
Well,
at least you won.
Yeah.
Well, let's look at what they're doing over there. Because the standings, I mean, I think everyone in the East who counted played already tonight. The Heat are still in first, half a game in front of the Bulls. The Bulls won again. Zach LaVine's back, and he's looking really good. And then Cleveland beat the shit out the Bucks.
Yes, they did. Don't sleep on them babies.
I am much more concerned about Cleveland than Milwaukee. I'm sorry.
And
don't sleep on them babies.
Too. Like, they are confident in themselves, as they should be. They've been playing.
What's the average age over there?
Those young athletic teams, man, they're the ones that scare me. No one really scares me, but they scare me more than Milwaukee. I feel like this team can really figure out Milwaukee in the playoffs. I'm not concerned.
Man.
I mean, it was 115-99, but it wasn't ever close.
No, because I was watching. I was flipping to it a few minutes ago during our game because it was a fucking blowout.
Yeah. Wade Goat said Bucks are cooked if Lopez isn't back. Really, that's what the Bucks have come to after a fucking championship run. It comes down to
coming back.
Brooke Lopez, we need you.
They
miss PJ. That's who they miss.
Portis was going to give you PJ.
They miss PJ.
They're out. Brooke and PJ. It's a compound.
Exactly.
Fucking keep crazy eyes, man. We got the best player on the fucking Bucks. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they screwed because they talking about fucking Brooke Lopez. No, you need PJ right now.
PJ's that steady hand, man. I love everything about that guy.
And then Brooklyn was, I think they lost again tonight.
Did they?
Harden was out.
Harden didn't play.
Harden was, so they were missing all.
Oh, yeah. Wow. They lost to the Nuggets.
His back is tired.
Yeah.
Well, listen. Okay. We should talk very, very, very briefly on those Harden comments because he was talking about their injuries this year and, you know, and it's tough. Like, I mean, I get it, though. I get it. But, like, I don't care.
Well, yeah, nobody cares. But you rather hear a player talk about injuries and COVID and things like that, not a coach, because your job is to make it work.
Steve Nash, shut the fuck up. It was taken out of context too. It was taken out of context because they asked him, "We heard from anonymous reports, of course, that he's upset about rotations." And he's like, "Of course, I'm upset about rotations. We don't know who's playing from night in to night out."
They got the Five Borough Sports Network over there.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
But he didn't, you know, he wasn't blaming the coaching staff. He's like, we don't know who's playing. That's when he said, because of injuries, because of COVID. Like, it was, I thought
it was taken out of context.
I ain't James Harden fan.
Well, and people are shitting on James for that. And I don't,
shitting on James for that. And everyone has had injuries. Cool. So you can scratch that as a thing off of his list, right? But when you say COVID, you can't say like everyone has had to deal with COVID in the same way that team has had to deal with everything that comes with COVID and all of the collective of their parts. So, and like I don't give James any shit for that. I don't want that to be taken out of context. And that, like, it's a truthful statement. It is one that pertains to their organization. Yeah, right. To the rest of the league, but, like, specifically them. And
is Kevin Durant not is Kevin Durant not one of the best players in the fucking league? Like, unquestionably?
And where
they are? Are they their third seed right now? Like, I mean, they're doing pretty damn good considering Kyrie didn't play most of the season.
But, you know, it's the packaging, right? Because they're, you know, you would think, oh, everything is good. Just hold on. It's the packaging. It's what's coming with that third place. Yeah. It's half
what's
of
coming
a Kyrie
out of the package.
I don't know what's going on.
I know you said no more balls jokes. This drink is pretty good. You should check out the Tailspin.
I can tell.
And so, but while y'all are completely right with all that stuff, I hate James Harden and don't want to give him credit. And also, we know his resume. He's not trying to win anyway, regardless.
No, you can't say that. You can't say he's not trying to win, Kenny.
I don't know.
You can't say that.
It ain't his fault that the league changed their rules this year, Kenny.
Yeah. We can't say he's not trying to win.
I will say he want to win his way. He does. But, I mean, a lot of... Most
but that's half of the league.
It takes a lot. It takes a really strong personality to like, oh, we can to give your in. Way. You know, I will take a step back. And he has taken a step back to KD. As a guy who was an MVP candidate year after year, and now he's second fiddle to KD. People talking shit, got random fucking reports out. And that
was sixth man to KD.
I mean, but then he's I came into my own, and then they go back to that shit. Yeah. You know, that's weird, you know?
I mean, whatever. I'm not sitting here praising the Nets.
I don't
want to
give
him
any credit anyway.
Hey, Siobhan,
I don't even want
to. I'll wait.
And that Kyrie stuff, they know who they signed.
Uh-oh. Alf, I got another get for you.
They called in?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen,
oh man,
we got Spike Lee again.
Yes.
Here we go.
Oh, shit.
Friend of the program.
Friend of the pod. Yes. Welcome.
Sorry,
welcome
guys.
Welcome back, Spike.
It took me a second. It's been a while.
So,
how you doing, Spike?
How do you think I'm doing, Moose?
I think you're having a great fucking night. It was a great game, wasn't it?
I'm doing fucking terrible. First of all, I didn't even fly down for the game. I'm still in New York. It's fucking cold as shit. All right? Freezing my ass off. That's why I have the stupid hat on. Okay? I got to tune in. I have to hear our fucking ex-coach, Jeff Van Gundy, talking all that shit all fucking night. Then I got to see Julius Randle. Julius Randle. I mean, he was most improved player last year. He was amazing. I mean, look at him. Look at him. He stinks. Airball threes. What are you doing, Julius?
Did you feel confident about this game going into it? Did you think you were going to win?
No, I didn't feel fucking confident. Oh. Have you watched the Knicks this year? I don't feel confident they're going to get off the fucking bus.
Jesus.
Get on the bus, by the way.
Well, Spike, when do you think the Knicks will do the right thing and put somebody else in charge?
That's my shit, okay? Until we get James Dolan, I almost said Julius Dolan. Might as fucking well be Julius Dolan. Until we get James Dolan out of that front office, because we've been hoodwinked, we've been bamboozled, we've been run amok.
Yep. What's
Evan Fournier.
Quite a hairline on that guy.
Oh my gosh, he looks like a half-shaven nutsack. I don't know what's going on. Out there. By the way, use the
code Manscaped. The internet's off. I'm sorry.
Use code 5Reason for 20% off.
Wouldn't trade Manscaped for the world.
What's it like being back courtside? You had the tip with the front office and the elevator situation. What's it like being back in the garden?
I you can have my courtside seats. I'll give them to Tiffany. I'll give them the brass. I don't fucking care. I don't want to sit courtside for that shit. Have you seen crap up close? it's not that much better than crap from home. I'd rather be home. Courtside for this bullshit.
What's your prediction for the end of the season? Do you think, are they a play-in team? Are they even going to make the play-in? What do you think?
Who cares, Brass? Who cares? So we can drop confetti for a play-in game? It's embarrassing.
That right.
Yeah, it does.
Spike.
Malcolm X.